WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last summer, book critic Maureen Corrigan spent a few weeks in China. This summer, she's paying off credit card bills and relying on the consolations of fiction until she can make a return trip.
China is inscrutable. A land of mists and shadows, double talk, and official cover stories that change with the wind. And lest you think me an ignorant Westerner for saying that, I'm just paraphrasing the view of two wonderful new novels about China, both written in English by Chinese who emigrated as adults to the United States. Both these writers have also paid a high personal price for the political cynicism that informs their novels. An Chi Min was celebrated for her 1994 memoir, Red Azalea, which recounted her childhood in Shanghai, her hardships on a communist labor farm, and the strange twist of fortune that transformed her into a leading actress in the propaganda films churned out by Madame Mao Zedong's minions. After Madame Mao was denounced for murdering her husband, one crime she didn't commit, Min, who was regarded as one of her protégés, was banished once again to the labor farm. She managed to come to the United States in 1984 with the help of another actress, Joan Chen. Min has written a poetic fictional biography called Becoming Madame Mao that fleshes out the picture of the woman known as the white-boned demon. In Min's recreation, it's a life story so lurid, so packed with ambition, it should have already been made into a Madonna bio flick, a Chinese compliment to Evita. Born in rural China to a concubine, the future Madame Mao rebelled as a child against her mother's attempts to bind her feet. That mutinous spirit drove her to Shanghai, where she became a B-movie actress and opera singer and a three-time loser in marriage. According to this novel, she joined the Communist Party more out of career aspirations than political convictions, and in 1934 met and ensnared Mao Zedong. The rest, as they say, is history, culminating in Madame Mao's own fall from power and her imprisonment and suicide. Madame Mao is a hard woman to keep company with, even for the space of this engaging 300-page novel. But to Min's great credit as a writer, she humanizes without sentimentalizing Madame Mao. To vary our view, Min alternates a retrospective voice of history commentary with first-person narration, which gives us, at least imaginatively, a glimpse into Madame Mao's mind. A proto-feminist, a monster, a relentless self-promoter who always saw herself as a peacock among hens, a fool for love, a second-rate sensitive mind, Madame Mao is made into all those things in this novel, whose literary elegance is provocatively at odds with its blood-drenched subject. Madame Mao spent years trying to make it in showbiz in Shanghai, the fascinating city that's the setting for Xu Shoulong's stupendous first novel, a detective story called Death of a Red Heroine. Xu was born there, became a poet and translator of the works of W.B. Yeats and T.S. Eliot, studied in the United States, and after Tiananmen, decided it was too dangerous to return to China. Xu's detective, Chief Inspector Shen Cao of the Shanghai Police Bureau, is also a poet in his spare time, a lover of the bourgeois verses of T.S. Eliot, and what's more risky in contemporary China, a believer in poetic justice. When the corpse of a strangled woman turns out to be that of a celebrated model worker, whose personal life Cao discovers was far from exemplary, Cao bucks communist cadre opposition to crack the case, or so he thinks. What's so brilliant about this novel, besides its hard-boiled intricate plot and subtly developed characters, is its vivid picture of China in the 1990s, on the verge of an historic shift into capitalism. Entrepreneurs, Cao observes, were springing up like bamboo shoots after a spring rain. On an investigative trip into the countryside, Cao sees a peasant girl selling bowls of tea by the road, and he muses on the poetic possibilities of the scene. but when the girl also turns out to be selling black market computer disks, his reverie is broken. Cao himself is a tortured fellow, a guy who's enjoyed some political perks and who now realizes the tragic impossibility of being a dedicated Communist Party member and a dedicated police detective. Two novels about China, both standouts. Which one do I recommend to readers short of time who want to deepen their knowledge of the country? No contest. Death of a Red Heroine may only be a humble detective novel in contrast to the literary fiction of Becoming Madame Mao, but it does what detective fiction can do best. It captures the details, the grit of everyday life. As Chief Inspector Cao learns, sometimes you can't think in categories. Sometimes even the lowly oyster of genre fiction produces a matchless pearl.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed two new novels about China, Becoming Madame Mao and Death of a Red Heroine. Coming up, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new CD by Andrew Hill. This is Fresh Air.